When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to video games, the last thing that any developer or publisher wants to see is a player quitting out from their title. If more and more people quit the game, the less likely it will be to sell expansions and sequels down the line. It's why we've seen a move towards cinematic games designed to hook people in for the long haul. And of course, why rewards are doled out like sweet, sweet candy in order to keep communities coming back for more. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video games that won't let you quit. Number 8. Smelling Salt's Denial – Psychonauts 2. Now, speaking from the perspective of a person who's recently completed Psychonauts 2 100% and loved every single second of it, I wasn't even aware of this sneaky little Easter egg that can be found in the last level of the game should the player try to quit out on the final dungeon. Now, without spoiling this quite literal mind-bender of an adventure, the final level slash stage of this game is one that really does demand all of your attention, to the point that the game mentions that once you venture into it, there's no way back. This should be your first indication that the title is going to try and slap your hand away from the quit button should you ever be tempted, but it actually goes about things in a rather brilliant way. Now you see, throughout the franchise, you've had the option to use smelling salts in order to eject yourself from whoever's mind that you're snooping about in. But here, in the final area, should you try to crack this stinky little egg, Ford Kruller will emerge from your ear and spit out the smelling salts, denying you the chance to quit. It's a wonderful moment, and totally in keeping with the silly and indeed surreal nature of this brilliant title. Number 7. You Have Not Been Summoned – Dark Souls 2. When you're looking at a title as punishing as Dark Souls 2, quitting might seem like a very reasonable response. After all, there are only so many times you can be invaded, ganked, cry, retry, and then get smashed to pieces by the local wildlife. And so, for some, the PvP element on top of the regular enemies was just a little bit too much. Now, in the original Dark Souls title, even if another player had invaded your world, you still had access to the quit game function in the menus. Yet Dark Souls 2? Well, my friend, you're flat out of luck. Here, the function was removed entirely, and while it would be possible to force the game to quit through other means, it was a clear move from the developers that you just needed to take your lumps and, what's the term again? Oh yes, get good. Now, to be honest, you'd not really want to quit out in this fashion either, as it turns out that Dark Souls 2 tracks your disconnections from other players, and if you do it too many times, will actually bar you from calling in summoning help in your world. Ouch. Talk about adding salt to a wound that somebody has just been kicking open with steel toe cap boots. Number 6. Don't even try to pause – SCP Containment Breach. With a game as consistently terrifying as SCP Containment Breach, you might be tempted to reach for the quit button just to save yourself from the horrors that you've been having to face. However, unlike most other titles in the genre, SCP isn't exactly a game that lets you take the easy way out. Now, to better explain, let's run through the real-life scenario that I faced when taking on this horror darling. So, I'd been playing the title for about an hour at this point, and as you might expect, my hands were pretty sweaty and my heart had been set to permanently tub-thumping, so I thought to myself, you know what, I'm gonna take a week wee breather, grab a drink, and steady my nerve. So, as I try to pause the game in order to make myself an elegant tramp, which for the record is 3/4 of a pint of White Lightning, 2 shots of apple sours, 1 shot of cherry brandy, and topped with blackcurrant squash, I suddenly realised that the game had unpaused itself. Now, figuring this must have been a mistake, I tried again, and wouldn't you know it, the title once more unpaused, this time with a little teaser note saying, "Stop hiding." Needless to say, I slept at a friend's house that night, crying into the wee hours of the morning. Number 5. Catwoman, come back! Batman Arkham City. One of the greatest things about Arkham City's release, outside of finally letting players explore the grim and gritty Gotham in greater detail, was that in the run-up to the game's release, it was made apparent that Catwoman wouldn't just be showing up to test her new whip on some goons' faces, but would also be a playable character thanks to a pre-order bonus. Needless to say, fans were thrilled to finally be able to play as this DC mainstay, and her combat style perfectly countered that of Batman himself, relying more on acrobatic dodges and counters to get the job done. That being said, one thing that truly surprised players is that when playing through her chapters, you're actually given the option to abandon Batman in his time of need and simply abscond with a ton of loot. However, it's a bit of a trick, because if you do decide to leave him high and dry, the game will actually teleport you back in time in order to make the air quotes right choice, thus providing a weird character choice with only one real route, and an example of railroading that in effect won't let you quit on Juicy Bruce. Number 4. You're taking the dress, dammit. Rambo for the NES. Now, Rambo for the NES is a bit of a weird game, and when you consider the other off-the-wall titles that called Nintendo's grey powerhouse home, that's quite the statement. You see, while the game itself is pretty fun, outside of being absolutely balls-to-the-walls hard, it's also a title that takes its source material rather seriously, but only when it comes to following minute plot points of the film. Across the experience, the player is presented with multiple choices that they can make, from denying the mission in the first place in favour of staying in prison, which radio frequency to call in order to enlist help, and even whether you want to trade your gun for a dress. No, seriously. What makes all of these moments so deliciously odd, though, is that you cannot refuse any of them. Seriously, even though each scenario presents a choice, the player cannot refuse the offers and must select the right response, or the game just repeats them over and over again. Even the opening choice as to whether you even want to begin the game breaks the fourth wall with the military officer stating, "The game doesn't begin until you select the other option." You literally can't quit until the mission is done. Number 3. The game that never ends. Harvest Moon franchise. One of the glorious things about the Harvest Moon franchise is that it's a series that encapsulates the long, hazy days of summer to a T. I mean, sure, you're working hard in the fields, tending to your crops and sorting out your livestock, but it's got that tone of the carefree about it, and becomes a game that many players chose to unwind with thanks to its laid-back approach to gameplay. But it's also a series that seemingly traps you forever in a gameplay cycle that you can never, ever leave. You see, outside of the first installment, pretty much none of the titles that followed have a definitive ending, letting the player carry on their farming duties potentially forever. And while it might be easy to respond with, "Well, this means I can actually quit any time," the pull of these games is that they force an emotional connection between you, the villagers, and of course, your farm. After all, you've built this place from the ground up or restored it to its former glory, and now you have so many people and animals depending on you. Emotional guilt tripping. Harvest Moon clearly is a big fan of this. Number 2. Every live service title. Not to sound like an old man yelling at the clouds here, but video games sure have changed a lot since I started sucking on that digital teat back in the early 90s. And one of the most incredible shifts for me personally isn't related to the graphics or processing power of modern day platforms, but in how video games are now effectively evolving titles. Thanks to the ability to patch a game on a fly, the rise of early access titles, and of course, games as a live service, we're genuinely experiencing a bizarre scenario where the game that you buy on day one might actually be totally different to the final product that becomes shaped by events, DLC, and community feedback. What developers are trying to do here is make a title that adapts to the player's changing tastes and, in effect, provide them with something that they will never stop playing. As I said before, the last thing a title nowadays wants you to do is make a player quit, and so by clever and rather disturbing emotional manipulation and reward cycles, can tease out daily challenges, roadmaps for content, special timed events, and more in order to keep you hooked. In essence, some video games these days will do all they can to never let you quit. Creepy, right? And number 1, putting you back into the same game. Paladins. Now, something that we've not touched on this list so far is the concept of rage quitting, that horrible moment where things are going so south for a player that they think that the only thing that they can do is tap out of the contest and possibly put a fist through a wall for good measure. Now, it's not something to be proud of, as it removes the spirit of competition from the mix, but we understand that it does happen from time to time, and of course, video game developers are also aware that it too might affect their titles, and so have come up with ingenious ways to punish or mock those dipping out early. From tongue-in-cheek achievements on FIFA to XP debuffs and even denial from playing again until players have sat through a cooldown period, there are many ways to de-incentivize this hot-headed decision. However, Paladins just came up with an even better solution, in that it literally just put you back into the same match that you tried to quit if you tried to rejoin again. That's right, if you were looking to duck out of a dunking, then you'd not find the option here, as Paladins would stick you right back into the match that you tried to quit on over and over again. You were going to take that loss whether you wanted to or not.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.